It's 28th of July. A few days ago, my daughter returned to Ukraine. She's already in Kyiv in her room among her books and familiar things. She traveled for about 40 hours by bus. The sky over Ukraine is closed due to the danger to aircraft, and all movement is only on the ground. I was lucky to be in Kyiv when she arrived, although usually I am far away from home and come to Kyiv no more than once a month for a day or two. But the need to reform some papers brought me home the day before my daughter arrived in Kyiv. I met her at the bus station. The bus arrived literally jam-packed. Ukrainians are returning home en masse, despite the fact that the war continues every day, and every day people continue to die across the country at the hands of Russian murderers. Such a massive return of refugees is quite understandable. The country's borders have been closed from the first hours of the war for men of a military age, so more than 90% of all Ukrainian refugees are women and children whose husbands and fathers are fighting somewhere on the fronts of the war against Russian fascism. Family for Ukrainian is a sacred. It is impossible to live apart from loved ones, even if this loved one can come home only for a couple of days a month. My daughter arrived on a bus with no adult male passengers at all, only children, teenagers, and women. But the bus was met almost exclusively by adult men, fathers and husbands of passengers. Many of those men were in uniform. That is, they arrived at the station immediately from their units, did not have time to go home and change into civilian clothes. Dozens of buses with returning refugees arrive every day, and several thousand more people a day return from refugees by trains that continue to run from Poland and some other neighboring states. It is clear that people are returning mostly to cities and towns far from the current front line and not very affected by the bombing. But even to my native Kharkiv, which the Russians shut down every day with ostentatious cruelty, or to Mykolaiv, where schools and hospitals are being purposefully destroyed, people are coming back, but slowly. On the one hand, I am glad about this. It is always good when the families reunite, children return to their parents, and loving hearts start beating again at once. But on the other hand, the war is still going on. The Russians still have a lot of missiles and much more hatred toward us and the desire to destroy us all. And this means that the danger has not gone away, and the current relatively calm cities can instantly become deadly. Therefore, I made an evacuation plan for my daughter from Kyiv, if something suddenly happens when I was not around. I hope she never needs it, but I feel better knowing that she has a rescue plan at her disposal, some money and people in our cities who can meet and accommodate her. Not only do I help my daughter, but she helps me too. Finally, my plates for body armor arrived with her, which my listeners paid for me. Guys, these are not just plates. This is a dream. For the first time in the 5 months of the war, and I've been in the army for 5 months and 3 days, this is the first time in all this time that I got to bed in the evenings without back pain. These lightweight, durable plates protect me perfectly and don't destroy the hell out of my spine. Thank you. You are great fellows.